Welcome to Unyielded, Thriving No Matter What, where we talk about how to make your next chapter in life your best chapter. I'm your host, Bobby Kaler, and I believe that the best is yet to come. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. While you still probably have your phone in your hand, now is a great time to hit that subscribe button so that you never miss another episode. Today, I want to share a powerful mindset that you can use that will keep you calm, clear-headed, able to see more options for yourself, and moving forward. It's a mindset that has served me well under a variety of situations. Here are a few examples. When a doctor told me in 2003 that only 3% of the people who had the illness that I had would experience a full recovery, this mindset kept me motivated and moving forward, and ultimately led me to my recovery and even to become healthier, stronger, and more fit than before I got sick. Another time was when I was part of a team that was delivering training at Fortune 100 company's annual sales meeting. I was thrown a massive curveball 12 minutes before I was supposed to begin my two-day session. Our instructional design team had met with the client, and they had put together a program based on what they learned. And it was a good program, and I was prepared. I put together my examples based on what I had learned from our instructional design team. Then, with 12 minutes to go before the session started, the leader for the team that I was to train introduced herself and said, "Hey, I wanted to introduce myself and tell you a little bit about our team, because no one here internally at our company, or anyone from your company, talked to me about my team. And we're a little bit unique within this company." That turned out to be a massive understatement. About 80% of what had been put together wasn't relevant to this team. Every example I had prepared was meaningless, and I had 12 minutes to figure it out. And I did. At the end of the session, nearly every person in the room shook my hand and said that it was the most relevant training that they'd ever had. So what is the superpower mindset? It's very simple. Assume that there is a way forward. Even if you don't know what it is, believe that there is a way forward. This does two very important things. Number one, it keeps us from going into a panic state, which keeps our brains calmer and more open to seeing options that we wouldn't see, actually we couldn't see, if we are in a panicked or stressed state. When we are in a stressed state, we literally cannot see options, and we are shutting off the part of the brain where creativity and problem solving exist. Every time I think about this, I think about football and quarterbacks. If you think about the greatest quarterbacks, when they drop back to pass and the pocket collapses and they're being chased by the defense, they still remain calm and they continue to scan the field for the best play that they can make. And very often, even though they're being chased around, they see the receiver who manages somehow to break free from his defender for a nice completion. These quarterbacks are frustrating for defenses because even if you pressure them, they rarely make a big mistake or turn the ball over. If you contrast, though, to some other quarterbacks who, the second the play breaks down and there's any sort of pressure, they start scrambling and running for their lives. And they look like they're running for their lives, right? They can't even see the open receiver down the field, even though the receiver is literally jumping up and down and waving their arms around. And worse, they make mistakes that hurt the team. I've watched a lot of football over the years. I love football. And often, the difference in the success of a quarterback is not just arm strength. It's the ability to stay calm, assess options, and make good decisions under pressure. And this mindset of there is a way forward helps us do that. The second thing that this mindset of believing that there is a way forward does for us, it's related to the first, but it is slightly different. The first one is that by keeping us from getting hijacked by stress, panic, or pressure, we can see more options, be more creative, and be better problem solvers. The second one is that when we believe that there is a way forward, it activates our brain to actively start looking for more options. We are programming it to look for options. Think about it this way. If we say to ourselves, there's nothing I can do about this, we've ended the conversation. We aren't even looking for new solutions or options. And we are instead focused on the quote unquote fact that there's nothing we can do. And this has been proven time and time again. So going back to my earlier examples, when the doctor told me that roughly only 3% of people who had the illness that I did would experience a full recovery, I thought, okay, well, I need to find those 3% of people or the doctors who treated them because someone has the answer. And that kept me going. It kept both Rick and I searching for answers. And we eventually found one of those doctors. In the training example I shared, where 12 minutes before I was supposed to begin, I learned that 80% of what I was about to share would not be relevant for the team, I remember thinking, well, I might have initially said a curse word in my head. And then I thought, okay, you've trained a lot of different teams over the course of your career. Let's learn about the challenges facing this team right now, and let's go from there. There is a way to deliver the value that they need. And once I had that thought, it immediately came to me how I could set it up to learn more about their situation and the challenges, and then connect that to other programs I'd taught over the years. I began the program on time and completely confident that we would be able to move forward together and they'd get great value out of it. So here's how you can use this the next time you're facing pressure, deadlines, or challenges. Begin by saying to yourself, I know there is a way forward. There is a solution. There is an answer. If others are involved, share that with them as well. Also, it's helpful to share that it's okay if right now in this moment, we don't have the answer or the solution. The important thing is to remember that the answer is somewhere. Together, you will find it. I want to add that this is sometimes hard for leaders and managers, and I'm guessing maybe for parents and teachers as well, because these are roles where you feel like you have to have the answers. I get that. I've heard that hundreds of times with the managers that I've coached over the years. I mean, that's your role, right? To have the answers. And I face this myself. There was a time in my life where I always felt like I have to have the answer. I have to have the answer, which when you think about it, it's kind of silly. If there's a new challenge or new opportunity or new whatever in front of me, then how could I possibly have the answer if the situation is new? Instead, I started to intentionally, and with a lot of effort, shift from, I have to have the answer, to, I want to find the answer. It took away the pressure. And what do you know? It helped me to relax, not get caught up in the pressure, and then the answer became easier to find. Another breakthrough with this came related to coaching. In coaching, there is a framework that says the answer is somewhere. And coaching is a process of discovering the answer. I knew that and I believed in it. And then I finally experienced it. I was doing a year-long master coaching program where five managers were becoming master coaches for their team. And my role was to be their coach and lead them through that process. After the program was complete, a couple months after that, they reached out to me and they said, hey, we've been given a new directive and we are really stuck. I mean, we are really, really stuck and we'd love to talk to you because we know that you'll have the answer. So we jumped on a conference call and they were sharing the situation and I kept hearing their words. We know you're going to have the answer. We know you're going to have the answer. We know you're going to have the answer over and over and over again. And frankly, I was thinking, I have no idea what the answer is. And I was beginning to like feel some stress. But then I remembered, the answer is somewhere. And I immediately relaxed and I started deeply, deeply listening. At the appropriate point in the conversation, I gave a recap as to what seemed most important and what they needed to solve. And then I said, okay, so we are working from the standpoint of the answer is somewhere. What are the different ways we can find it? Within 15 minutes, They came up with a solution that they all believed in, and ultimately it worked for them. They actually didn't need me to have the answer. They needed me to hold the space for the answer to emerge. And that experience sold me on how valuable it is to let go of my attachment to having the answer and to stay committed to holding the space for the answer to emerge. And that's my goal in this episode. I want to hold the space for you that whatever pressure, challenge, or situation that is in front of you right now, the answer is somewhere. There is a way forward. And I believe in you and in your ability to find it. I hope this was helpful. Have a great week. Be well, and I'll be back again in a few days.